right, I'm standing here with Lieutenant David Tickle. This is Digital Dave of VAA Radio. Blue Angel number 7. That's quite an honor.
Well, you know, it's a great opportunity to be on the Blue Angel team, you know, getting to represent the men and women that are overseas fighting right now. It's a great opportunity, and being able to drop into America's backyards and showcase the pride and professionalism of the Navy to the folks here that don't get to see their Navy Marine Corps operating on a daily basis, you know, it's an amazing opportunity. And just being able to see the, you know, the look on the kids' faces when you come here, and, you know, they look at you smiling, and you know, they look up to you, and, you know, they want to be a part of what you're doing. It's an amazing experience.
I wanted to see the look on the face of your backseat passenger on that takeoff. That looked like a maximum performance takeoff.
Well, you know, it's what we call a high performance climb, but you know, it's kind of similar to the takeoffs that we do off of the aircraft carrier. Obviously, there's not a catapult hooked up out here, but you know, we want to showcase the capabilities of the Hornet, and that's one way that we can do it.
Okay, how many years you been in the Navy?
I got commissioned in 2002. I spent 4 years at the Naval Academy and then got commissioned in 2002. So this is 9 years for me.
And what does it take to become a Blue Angel? I mean, you have to be the best of the best.
Well, you have to have 1,250 hours. You have to be from a tactical background and carrier qualified. Those are the minimum requirements. And once you meet those, then you can start. You can go to air shows across the country and meet the team, get to know the team. They get to know you. You know, it takes more than just being a good pilot. You also have to be a good team player, and you got to fit in with the ready room. You know, we travel 300 days a year, so, you know, if your personality doesn't mesh well with others, if you can't get along with others, well, you can't be in a tight group like that is constantly together. So, you know, it's good piloting skills, great people skills, good, you know, a overall great representation of the Navy Marine Corps is what we're looking for.
Okay, you travel 300 days a year. How many days do you train?
Well, every day is a training day. We're always training. We debrief every show. We videotape every show, and we learn from every show. So every day is a training day.
Now, I know I've seen you guys perform before, and I know that how you dismount the aircraft and walk back on the ramp is as much part of the show as anything.
Absolutely, everything we do is part of the show.
So you got to train for everything.
Absolutely.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Absolutely. You know, we try to be as precise as we can. And like I said, there's always room for improvement. That's why we debrief everything that we do, so we can always make it better.
Well, I understand also that you guys grounded yourselves earlier just for that reason. Something happened you didn't like, and you said, wait a minute, we need to look this over.
Absolutely. You know, when we just did some more training, and we got back right back into it. And, you know, that just shows the flexibility of the Navy Marine Corps, because, like I said, we're taken from the fleet. We're here on the Blue Angels, and we're going right back to the fleet. So, you know, it's that adaptability, flexibility that's inherent in all naval aviators, you know, and that concern for safety. So, you know, if there's something that doesn't seem right, we stop. We take a look at it, and we fix it, and go from there.
Now, that brings to mind another point. I understand the aircraft is actually in combat configuration and could be called to duty if needed.
Absolutely. This is the exact same Hornet that our men and women overseas are fighting with right now.
Has that ever happened?
I don't believe that the Blue Angels themselves as a squadron have not. Back in Korea, I think they went and did some combat missions as a part of a complement to another squadron, but you know, theoretically it certainly could happen.
Okay, now as Blue Angels number 7, what is your major role?
During the actual show, I'm the narrator for the demonstration.
Oh.
But I'm also the advanced pilot. I get there a day ahead and set up everything for the team, so that way when they get there, everything's in place, and that's the safest way that we can basically move our show from one town to the next town and do it safely. It's that we have the same, a template that we can put from one show to the next. So I go a day ahead of time, make sure everything's good to go as far as our hotel, rental cars, the maintenance, everything is good to go for the team.
So you're the advanced guy, and you're hoping to work up into another slot? Or?
Oh, the next 2 years I'll be flying in the demonstration.
Oh, very good, very good. You still get your own airplane, and it looks really cool.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to say thank you very much for your time. I know you're rushed.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Lieutenant David Tickle, this is Digital Dave of VAA Radio.